CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, earn a ticket towards one of our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Improbable Escapes, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long & McQuaid, Martello Alley, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via cfrc.ca.
Hello, Tia and Tamara from the Twitches Movie, and welcome to another episode of Be Banter on CFRC
Radio. My name is Aiden.
And I'm Sarah.
And today we have a very spooky episode of Beat Banter.
Ooh. I'm getting heebie-jeebies.
Oh my god, are you scared? Are you scared? Are you scared?
If you say Beat Banter three times, we appear.
No, that is actually a fact. That is a factual. We spent like a lot of money on research to try to like.
We had to pay Sony so much to be able to like make that happen.
100%. But a lot of R&D, and we're here. We're back with another episode. So today we're doing a Halloween themed episode. We're gonna play some spooky songs. Some of my songs aren't even spooky. They just like the title.
Most of my songs aren't spooky. They just like what I listen to this time of year.
Exactly. And I want to start by clocking Sarah a little bit for stealing Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers from me.
Well, I just knew you were unoriginal and I needed to challenge you.
Oh.
And, like, you know.
Oh. Interesting. Let's listen to the songs and we'll let the listeners decide who is being more original, let's just say. Yeah.
Okay, who's going to go first?
I mean, if you insist, I'll start, I guess.
Okay, start.
You know what? I'm going to start with my two Canadian. Why not? Like, just why not? I'm going to be playing the song Spells by Backwash featuring Debbie McCallion of Black Dresses fame. Two Canadian artists. They're both really cool. And then I'm also going to be playing another song called Spells, also Canadian, by Ramzoid featuring Casey. I think I've played a Casey song before, and I've definitely played a Ramzoid song before. Pretty cool track. I just chose them because the song title says Spells in them, and I thought it was funny that they both are called Spells. So, let's get into it.
I am.
Buying ostrich by the office while the doors are open, closing, and there's no one in the corridors. At my reflection, like, yeah, here's a sorry thought. Part this shit so very simple, heart is so devil tissue. The karma is heaven, hits you. See, my only option is devoting myself to mystery. Think that I'm responsible, this master will let me hear you. Think of all the problems I ponder if it is worth it. Living hurt, just a whip and a mini skirt. Do the 9 to 5, stay alive, I'm a kicking dirt. You see, I see the light at the tunnel, just little blurry, but I'm safe.
I'm Leave her, leave her. I'm a non-believer. Your vibrations off, so I'm shutting down my receiver. Yeah, throwing bones at me like I'm golden retriever. Yeah, fading away. Always, always, always. Giving you all of me, I need some help. Counting down like 1, 2, 3 till I'm.
Let's go. Coming on strong, I'm sorry. It's the shit I'm smoking on. Yeah, ducking through sirens with my feet like I'm her Romeo. And you see how far it go. Yeah, yeah, knocking out dominoes. Change like hockey sticks.
Change like hockey sticks.
Baby, hop in the mix. Yeah, you know you can say what you need.
You get whatever you pick, baby. Baby, finally rich, baby. Take care of the rent, baby.
When you give me your heart, give me your soul. It's not for rent, baby.
Forever for keeps, baby.
I hope you're down to see. Only
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
You just listened to Spells by Backwash featuring Debbie McCallion and Spells by Ramzoid featuring Casey on CFRC.
Banger.
Two bangers. They're like both very different vibes, but they both have the same title, so that's the through line.
I took a screenshot because I liked it. We live in her just to weep in our mini skirts and do the 9 to 5, stay alive, and we kick and dart. The Ramzoid song is crazy. I hate comparing it to it, but like all the little like ad lib sounds is like Ice Spice Central C. You know what I'm saying though?
Boy, what the hell?
I like it.
Okay.
They were both great.
No, actually, that Ice Spice Central C song gets way too much hate.
Yeah.
Because, like...
But I feel like, over time, I'm, like, appreciating songs with that type of, like, structure with, like, those sounds. Kind of like Jane Remover. I'm, like, appreciate the just, like, really weird things happening in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, the beat for Did It First by Ice Spice is unironically, like, one of the best beats of the year. Like, one of the best instrumentals. Like,
it's, like, crazy.
No, she is incredible. I mean, well, that song is incredible, let's just say.
Yeah, let's keep it like that.
Yeah. Okay, so do you want to introduce your next two?
Sure. So I'm going to start off with a different vibe, but I'll play Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers. I feel like it's just, like, a Halloween classic. Me and Aiden also, like, listened to this a lot in first year.
Yeah. I mean,
my favorite thing ever to do in first year was post, like, no matter what the situation was, with that one Phoebe Bridgers song that's like, and it's so cold, and I'm sad, whatever.
Yeah.
That song. And like, specifically, so like, taking photos of, like, first years doing the jacket slam. Yeah. That's my favorite thing ever.
No, Sarah would, like, religiously, around this time of year, post, and it's so hard, and it's cold here.
Oh, yeah, and it's cold. Yeah.
And I'm tired of taking
orders. I loved especially doing it to like Frost during the jacket slam when it was cold.
It will be like an enthusiastic, beautiful moment, and Sarah would be like, it's time to post the, and it's so hard and it's cold here.
Yeah. And the next one is Halloween Store by Andy Schaaf, who's a Canadian artist. And his, it might have been a 2023 or it's 2024 album, but Norm, it's such a good album. Like, he has like a few bangers that became popular, like Magician, I think, is a really popular song by him. But I've been listening to the Norm album like full way through, and it's just like so beautiful, and I love it so much. So those are my two.
Okay, so we'll play on.
Joke that if they woke you up, somebody better be dying. Sick of the questions I keep asking you that make you live in the past, but I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Baby, it's high. Thank you.
just around the corner. I was thinking today. Sat around getting high all afternoon, wondering what I should wear. Eventually I picked myself up, put on my shoes and walked out the door. I had one destination in mind, and that destination was the Halloween store. I started my car, and as I did, I wondered if I'd locked the house. Walked back and found that I hadn't, but now my keys were in the car. Walked to the car, pulled the handle, and it snapped back. At least I'd locked one door. Reached my hand through the open window, pulled the lock, forgot about the house, and drove to the Halloween store. Pulled into the lot and parked next to a blue car like yours. Looked in my rearview mirror, imagining meeting you in an aisle. I said, "Hi, I'm Norm. I think we've maybe met once before." And as my fog cleared, I realized that you were sitting in your car, smiling at me at the Halloween store.
Did you know that Queens Greenovations can help you save on utilities by helping improve your home's energy efficiency? Greenovations also delivers compost bins to student housing and even does light bulb exchanges. All initiatives are free for students. Learn more and sign up for home retrofits and student compost bin delivery on Instagram at Greenovation.
You just listened to Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers and Halloween Store by Andy Schaaf on CFRC.
Two, I wouldn't say bangers. I would say, like, slow-mo.
Two, like, head tilts.
Head tilts. Two nods.
Yeah. Two nods, yeah.
I mean, Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers. Okay, I mean, I am, like, forever indebted to you for, like, showing me that album because I listened to it so much, like...
Because I was just like, super mysterious, and, like, no one else like even knew who she was. Like, it's just a really, like, okay, underground artist, and I just wanted to share it with you.
Okay, well, I don't know about that, but, yeah, I mean, love you, Bridge. I don't know what else to say about the song. The one line where she says,
When she says, maybe it's Halloween, that one gets, when she says, like, maybe it's Halloween, that line is crazy.
Why are you, like, actually roasting me so hard today?
I'm sorry.
I was gonna say the line where she says, they, always surprised for what I do for love, some things I'll never, what is it?
Never
anyway,
change.
Yeah, they killed a fan down by the stadium or whatever. That whole section is, like, it hits me every single time. And I remember, like, walking home, like, from campus, listening to this, like, every single day around this time of year. So, good pick. And then Halloween Store, a fire, banger.
Mm-hmm. At least I locked one door.
I mean, correct.
When he said that, I was like, oh.
When he said that, I was like, wow. It's art. Okay, well, I'm going to play my next two, which are going to be the song The Ghost of Ranking Dread by JPEG Mafia, featuring TK Maitza. It's actually not Halloween-y at all. It's kind of, like, dark and, like, mysterious. So, but it just has the title Ghost in it. And then I'm also going to be playing the song Mr. Brown by Bob Marley and the Wailers. I mean, classic song about, like, a ghost which like is in a coffin or something that's being driven around town. Kind of crazy. And the reason I'm choosing these two back to back is because Ranking Dread is also a Jamaican artist. I was like, I have to put that in there. So yeah, I'll play them too.
Once you start seeing the training and grinding, you're gonna fall.
Everything about K-pop is like.
Stop harassing me. I can't keep up with these girls. I just want quiet and peace. There's more than in this world. Send me back to the streets. Gotta keep something you. Every one of you, I got the gun and the tea. She said, I'm done with you. I have my phone with you. Take me back to the streets. Watch your tone when you talk to this geek. Chopping on jammers like one of y'all beats. Stay in the lab, get the fuck out the streets. It's not what you want. It's not where you at. It's not it. I've been dancing, not juggling that. Give it back, I ain't doing that. Can't do shit in your own, no, you need the assist. Tackle the clones when they be spitting. All these shit ain't gonna make you a living. Teach you something since you think that I'm kidding. Whoa, third eye rapping. NOI flows a pork for an image. Whoa, call up the minister, son, just say that enough. But lions and leopards ain't meant to be jiggy. Tower Hill, this ain't meant to be pretty. It's named after bacon soda, but ain't never touched and coke in your sack. She's so big, hit that bitch with a fastball, but you won't for an image. Heard your tape, but I didn't get a mention. Last year, I'd be the sentence. That's what these hoes just want the attention. Stop talking. I see you blur your face for the gram. I blur your face for forensics. With this dog, I'm Jimi Hendrix. With this, I'm Eddie Hendrix. Wait, Kendrick's. Man.
Thank you. Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 11.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
You just listened to The Ghost of Ranking Dread by JPEG Mafia featuring TK Maita and Mr. Brown by Bob Marley and the Wailers on CFRC.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. I just did that on the radio.
The JPEG song is amazing. He doesn't say ghost, like, even in the song.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess it's about missing someone and they're, like, a ghost.
Yeah, maybe.
And he says there's more than D in this world, you know?
Yeah. I can't keep up, like, with these girls. I just want quiet and peace. Yeah.
Exactly. And then the Mr. Brown, I really like the way they go, like, when they say who, and they, like, drag it, and they, like, riff on it. It sounds so funky, because I think they're not even speaking anymore, and then, like, comes back, and I realize, like, they had been saying who
it's
the whole time.
It's so good. Yeah, I love those, like, overlapping sections.
Yeah, it's like
verse.
He starts saying it, and then you think it's gone, and it comes back, and you've been hearing the ringing of his voice the whole time.
Yeah, fire.
That would be cool. They're double whammy bangers.
Okay, so what...
Wait, how is Mr. Brown, like, a Halloween song?
So it's a story about this ghost that... It's like this coffin that's being driven around Jamaica or something, from Mandeville to Sligoville, coffin running around, upsetting the town, like, the ghost is, like, haunting.
Okay.
The town or something like that. Anyway, so Sarah, what are your next two that you want to play?
Well, on the topic of ghosts, the next one is going to be Ghosting by Mother. I like listened to the song religiously when I was like 12. And yeah, it's so good. I think it's like becoming popular again. Like, I know that like Mother had a really big resurgence with Hayloft.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, this is off of that album.
Mother was the one who was on the tour with Cave Town, right?
Yeah, for their, like, new, like, Love album.
Yes, like, Cave Town opened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Their new album, honestly, like, isn't bad at all. It's the one before, like, the Love No Drugs or the No Drugs one.
Oh,
boy, that one needs to be put away.
Wow.
But I'm glad they're, like, back on their bandwagon, and, like, they're kind of writing similar to the way they used to, and, like... It sounds really good. But so that's one of the songs I'm playing. And then the next one isn't necessarily like Halloween-y, but like I feel like, well, it's like I feel like what a monster would sound like. So I'm playing Grown by Daisy and the Scouts.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should talk about your Daisy and the Scouts purchase.
It's not even my purchase.
Oh.
But basically, Maggot is like the Daisy and the Scouts album. It's like their only music that they have released, and they're like, they're not a band anymore, but they know that they have a really large fan base, so every once in a while they like repress their vinyls and stuff, and they're really hard to find, so my friend ordered one from Neptune, which is like the Nardwar record store in Vancouver, so I have it in my possession, but it's not mine.
Oh wow.
But I'm just like playing with it and looking at it.
Yeah, you'll cherish it until you have to mail it out.
Yeah, it's like a 10-inch.
Yeah.
But this album is so good.
Oh my God. Well, we'll play them too.
Play them.
In your house, ghost in your arms, when you checks, and you don't need me. Just a ghost out of his bed, and I can't make love in my way. I won't go right into your head. I won't make noises in your stories. I will be kind and I'll be sweet if you stop staring straight through.
We'll be right back. lung cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us.
Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
You just listened to Ghosting by Mother Mother and Grown by Daisy and the Scouts on CFRC.
Love, love, love. I guess I'll start with the Daisy and the Scouts one. I mean, I actually, like, every Daisy and the Scouts song you show me, I'm like, wow, this band is awesome.
And they only have, like, one album.
And they have one album. So that's how you know it's good.
Yeah.
I might have to, like, listen to the whole thing proper.
The album is really short, but, like, every single song is a banger. Because they have, like, the perfect, like, assortment of vibes in the song, like high beat, like wet grown and nice and then like Sweet Sistine and like James Dean, or like, you know, like
the slow calm down.
Yeah, it's just like so good. But they're all honestly very like Halloween feeling.
Okay, love that. Wet is honestly my favorite.
Yeah,
my number one. Okay, I guess I'll introduce my other two song, or my last
song. Nothing
to
say about Ghosting.
Oh, I literally forgot. Mother, Mother is Mother.
Yeah,
let's talk about it. Yeah, Ghosting's really nice. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say, honestly.
It's back to like, I just love their old like finger picking style songs.
Mm.
Like Body and Ghosting, and like just a lot on Hayloft and like The Sticks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Impeccable.
Love it. Okay, I'll play my last two songs of the episode, which are going to be The Memories We Lost in Translation by Quadeca, which is from his album I Didn't Mean to Haunt You, a conceptual album about this ghost who comes back to look at his loved ones or something like that. I'm going to be honest, I don't really know all the lore, but pretty good album. I chose it because of the album title and the themes. And then I'm going to be playing the song Bella from the Poor Things soundtrack by Yerskine Fendrix. Really, I mean, this song is iconic. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, I guess let's play them.
Play them.
Thank you.
You just listened to The Memories We Lost in Translation by Quadeca and Poor Things by Yerskin Bella by Yerskin Fendrix from the Poor Things soundtrack on CFRC.
By Bella, actually.
Yeah. What's that line from Twilight?
Where have you been, loca?
Yep. Sorry. I was just thinking
about
that.
Emma Stone, where have you been, loca?
No, that's how I feel about you. Where have you been, loca? In Vancouver.
We'll see each other soon.
Yeah. We'll see each other soon.
Okay, the Quadeca song was really, really good. Like, I liked it a lot more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, really eerie. And, like, the volume of everything is, like, crazy. Like, the times in those, like, chimes and, like, key jingles are, like, louder than the drums.
Yeah. It's really,
it's
like,
really nice.
Nice composition and arrangement.
Yeah. Like, with headphones, it feels, like, surrounding. Like, very much so. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, walking home at night, and I had to be like, oh, not right now. Oh, not right now. I had to move it. And then the Bella song is, like, so great.
Yeah. It's giving
Portugal.
It's giving Portugal. Yeah, she does go to Portugal, period.
Yeah. I love just, like, weird, like, Thurman, weird, like, lap guitar sounds.
Yeah, it's, like, I don't know what he did to the...
Yeah.
But it sounds, like, equal parts acoustic and electronic. Like, it's very strange and, like, otherworldly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it fits the, like, Frankenstein monster vibe of Poor Things, for sure. Yeah, so, Sarah, do you want to talk about your last two songs of the episode?
Yes. So, the first one I'm going to be playing is Witches by Alice Phoebe Liu. Like, obviously, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. She performed at Sonic Boom in Toronto recently.
Yeah, because the Charm Tour was canceled, and she obviously was, like, really wanted to, like, do a show, so she did, like, a little viewing and signing. Mm-hmm. So, like, Evan and Juliana got me a CD signed.
Shout out to Evan and Juliana.
Like, in December, which is super nice.
Because
mm-hmm. She's still going to come back and open for that tour again. So that's super great. And then on the witch theme, Burn the Witch, all caps.
Burn the Witch.
By, I don't know how you pronounce it, like, PBR.
Paris, I think.
Yeah. Tommy Genesis and Alice.
Long Yu Gao.
Who makes, like, the most killer beats, like, I'm a yapper. Yep.
Alice Long Yu Gao is actually the GOAT right now. She has a new album out, too.
Yeah.
So, shout out.
Yeah, and that's where Yapper is from.
Exactly.
She
has a song with Danny Brown, guys.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So those are my two bangers.
Yeah. And I also do just want to say Tommy Genesis, really good Canadian rapper. I think she's really underrated. I feel like people, like, don't talk about her a lot.
You're lucky. We have three Canadians this episode. I brought up three.
Yeah. Well, I'm not counting this one as Canadian because I think she only has the... Ooh. Did you hear that?
No.
Oh, sorry. I accidentally, like... It sounded like I broke
something. It's the killer.
It's the... Play the songs. Play the tunes.
This golden wave
listened to Witches by Alice Phoebe Liu and Burn the Witch by Paris, Tommy Genesis, and Alice Long Yu Gao on CFRC.
On CFRC. Two bangers. Bangers. I mean, Alice Phoebe Liu. Okay, honestly, the biggest shock for me was finding out Alice Phoebe Liu was white. I was like, whoa.
Really?
Yeah, for some reason, I heard the name Alice Phoebe Liu, and I was like, oh my god, my Asian queen, like, me and her, twin in. But, yeah, it was a shock.
Where is she from? Yeah, she's South African.
She's South African, yeah.
But she is based out of, like, Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. She never comes to North America, like, ever. So this is, like, super exciting time.
You're hype for the Clara tour.
I'm really, really excited.
I wonder if she has the South African accent, though.
I think she has, like, a German accent. I think she grew up in Berlin. I think she's, like, originally from South Africa, and then she grew up in Berlin.
Okay, that's chill, then.
But she is so... Her voice is, like, so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I see videos of her, I'm like, wait, she's actually really short, so that's gonna be interesting.
Oh, clock it. Gag it. Burn the Witch. I mean, iconic. Yeah. I mean, this trio is, like... crazy. Alice Long Yu Gao's verse is like every time she's on a song it just makes it better. Like she's actually
I'm a yapper.
All of you lesbians are crazy.
All you even really care about is having sex.
Like she ate that up. You don't like my music, you just like Caroline Polachek. Like
no, but the way she says Caroline Polachek,
yeah. She's so good. I love her.
We need to have a whole episode just dedicated around her because it's like...
No, literally. Her discography is crazy.
She needs to be on Turning Butter immediately.
Wait.
Guys, can we make that happen?
Someone send out
the email.
I'm drafting it right now. ASAP.
Okay, good.
Yeah, well, I guess that's it for the episode today.
Oh, wait. Let's sit here for a minute.
Oh, let's sit here
We're going to end this episode... Wait, let's sit here for 5 minutes and, like, what are, like, top 10 good Halloween costumes?
Okay, let me pause the recording and we'll come back.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah, you go first.
Okay, so my first one, because I've actually seen people do this, is the gay Mexican Spider-Man, like, the one who takes all those videos in public, and he's like...
What are you talking about?
No, y'all know what I'm talking about. So that one.
Okay, so that one. Wendy Williams as the Statue of Liberty.
Okay, but, yeah, people have been doing that one too.
Yeah, so you can't be just the Statue of Liberty. You have to be Wendy Williams dressed up as the Statue of Liberty. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, my next one is JoJo Siwa getting asked about politics. When those people are like, what do you think about President Biden? And then she goes, whoa.
Wow. That's a deep cut.
Yeah.
I put Jessie Bell from CFRC Radio. Like,
All you need is a shiesty and a minion shirt.
No, literally.
Okay. The substance boob eye, like the boob eye that comes out.
See, I have not seen that, and I don't think I ever will.
I saw someone come as like the like humanoid on the star. People don't know what I'm saying. Okay, your turn.
The Teletubby sun. Yes.
Ariana Grande when she only lets people take photos from that one angle.
So you have to
walk backwards anytime you talk to someone.
Yo, that's my favorite. I put McGee because I feel like you can get a lot of mileage.
Like...
Yeah, literally like any white guy, you can just go as McGee.
Yeah. The Dare. I love people seeing
exactly.
People
the any dare white guy can go as the Dare.
Yeah. And a furry cop.
Ooh. Perf. All right. I guess we'll
end off. See y'all rolling up as this year.
Yeah. But listen, ACAB includes the furry cops.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. No, but they have to stand on the top of like JDuck and like sniper people at all.
Oh my god, dude, there were snipers on JDuck.
They were snipering the free hug lady, free my girl.
No, free my girl because they were about to actually shoot her down. If I didn't, I was literally like, Mrs. President, get down. Like, it was crazy. It was actually insane. Yeah. So, the only show, Beat Banter.
Yeah, you know it.
Bye.
Beat Banter on CFRC Radio.
Life is better in the city.